Barry Duplessis here, PCA 2024 here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Not in the scorching heat of summer, but yes, in March. And it is my pleasure to welcome Fort. Wait, what? Not Forge. What are you guys? What are you guys doing here?
Lurking.
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 Lurking in the corner.
Lurking.
It's a good look for
lurking
you.
Lurking and leering.
Yes. Leering. I love all the black. You guys went matchy-matchy. It's really adorable.
We did coordinate.
Yes. We did.
It's really look at that.
It's very nice. It looks nice. It's a nice look.
Other than Justin Andrews and Matt Booth, normally of another brand, but we're going to be talking about something a little different today, guys. But it's got your influence, your signature, if you will. But before we get into all that, like, guys, I mean, seriously, in all honesty, you guys have been partnering together for a couple of years now. It's been so great to see the collaboration between you two. And, talk about a little bit about what it's really like to work with this and all its craziness.
Man, I mean, when I got the opportunity to pick some people to work with, my boy was on the top of the list, and it's not to be too sentimental, but it's been a dream come true. It's just been fantastic.
Oh my God. Thank God they stuck y'all in the corner. This is fantastic.
It has been nice. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, a little shielded from everybody, the craziness, the madness.
A little sensual.
Always, man.
Yeah.
Always.
But to take a serious note, for once.
A serious note.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I think we can do that.
I don't think that was unserious. Are you asserting that he is not serious?
Yeah,
I think that was very serious.
Yeah. So seriously, you're repping a brand that's not Room 101. This is the first trade show that your brand is not present. But you've taken another ambassador approach with Sancho Panza. And this has got you all over it, and you guys have partnered together to create a really awesome look for a very classic brand. So talk a little bit about what's going on with Sancho Panza.
Well, look, dude, I'm glad you referred to it as classic, because that's what it is. This is a classic brand, and what we're trying to do is, and what I believe and hope that we've done, is breathe new life into an American standard, right? This is the cigar smoker's cigar, right? What we're trying to do is revitalize with unique blend formulas. Oh, look at him getting spicy. Look at that. Unique and provocative blend compositions that will speak to the modern day smoker while tethering to the equities of this brand from yesteryear and beyond. To garner new smokers' attention while continuing to retain the respect of the Sancho Panza fans.
I think that paying homage to the brand's history, I think, is really important.
100%.
What kind of feedback have you guys gotten from you've been around for a long time, so you've been with this brand specifically, so you've seen those people who have enjoyed Sancho Panza for years. Now that they've got this new look, what's been the feedback that you've gotten?
Yeah, so it's been really positive. At first, because it was such a legendary brand, people were a little concerned, like, hey, don't mess up this brand that I've been smoking for 20 years. But ultimately, with the new blends, the new packaging, everybody's really been excited about it. So we kind of breathed new life into it. It's got, again, staying true to the tradition, but putting like a new spin on it has been great.
I mean, let's be honest, and you've been a part of this, and I think this is a very important distinction, right? And you've seen this too in the industry, Justin, is whenever you stick something new on something, it doesn't matter if it's the same blend, doesn't matter if it's the same tobacco. Someone ultimately says, well, this doesn't taste like the original, but you're owning that.
Right.
And you're declaring this is something different,
right?
But it's something that we're honoring the original.
Yeah. So we've modernized the blend. I mean, again, we wanted to take this up to a modern standpoint. So to have the artwork that he did, we needed a blend to kind of stand up to that.
100%.
Well, I think the one thing that we've got to also mention, too, is the number of releases that you guys have been able to put to. So walk us really quickly down the line. We've got the Double Maduro, the Extra Forte, the original, obviously, which is what you brought to market a few years ago.
Yep.
But I've got some new stuff over here, don't we? Talk to me. What is Cheeto?
Babe? So you got Extra Cheeto, which is the Dominican expression and extension of this brand, cooked and deliciously baked in the general facility in the Dominican Republic. And you have the limited edition from last year that we made in partnership with Oliva. So between all of these facings, what you have is every box checked in terms of flavor and profile, personality, and in terms of optics, right? Trade dress. They're meant to hearken to you, to bring you towards the product. It'll get you to try it once. The product has to back it up, right? And that's what these products do.
So I see Extra Cheeto. Are we going to see Cheeto at some point?
You might.
What about Extra Cheeto?
We could do Cheeto XXXL.
Well, that's my size and Ben's size, so that'd be good.
Okay.
Go ahead and talk to the camera and tell everybody how Extra Extra Cheeto is going to be the next Cheeto the Cheeto.
We haven't decided.
And by the way, this is not Frito-Lay violation. Cheeto, C-H-I-D-O.
Yeah, let's not
be specific
Chester.
About this.
Be very clear about
that.
Yes.
Thank you for
You're welcome.
For clarifying.
I got you back.
Thank you
a
for
lot
clarifying
of people don't
that.
Have Justin's back, but I do.
I don't know to what prismatic depth Cheeto will be extended, but this is going to be a mainstay in this collection, and you're going to see a lot more from this brand in the years to come. We're not building this for the short term. This is a marathon. We're building this to be a brand. This is the spirit and the genetics of this brand for years to come.
It's exciting to see what you guys have already built and what you guys are doing forward on the Ford side, the General side. And I love the fact that you get to kind of, and you're going to love this use of the word, I love that you both get to straddle the line and play on both sides of the aisle. And it's been really exciting to see it.
We play for both teams, actually.
That's
both
true.
Sides of the plate. Switch hitter. Yeah, there we go.
There we go. Cigar switch hitter.
Ben's like, yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Anyway, thanks, everybody, for stopping by with us. It is always an experience with Matt to add Justin into the mix as well. It's been equally as wonderful. Justin Andrews, Matt Booth, Sancho Panza, everybody. We'll see you soon.